Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing with our topic of Pidyon Shvuim, redeeming captives, and we said that the Mishnah tells us, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that it's prohibited to redeem a Jewish captive in excess of his or her value because of Tikkun HaOlam. And we explain what Tikkun HaOlam is. It could be that it's simply going to be too much of a financial strain on the community, or is even in the absence of a financial strain on the community, we're concerned that the people who are taking the captives, the captors, will continuing taking Jewish captives if we're redeeming in excess of their value. And then we got into the question, how about exceptions to the rule? Is it permitted, for example, to redeem oneself or one's wife? We talked about that. And then we also talked about how about for a great Talmud Chacham, and we said that indeed, based on the Gemara, it is permitted to redeem somebody who is one of the Gedolei Hador. And today we're going to talk about a scenario that happened to the Maharami Rutenberg, who was clearly one of the Gedolei Hador. He passed away in the year 1293 in Germany. And what happens with the Rami Rutenberg is there was a time that he was planning on fleeing Germany, he and his family, and they got wind of what was going on, and they put the Maharami Rutenberg, the Gedolei Hador, into jail. They put him into jail, and he sat in jail, and there were negotiations with the government at that time in order to redeem him, but the Maharam Mirutenberg, he refused. He refused that they pay a ransom for him. He said, look, it's a Gemara in Gittin. It says, Ein podim et ashvuin yaser al kadei demayan. You cannot redeem captives in excess of their value, and he refused to be redeemed, and he sat in jail. In fact, one of his Talmidim, the great Rush, one of the great Rishonim, he himself got involved in the negotiations. But at a certain point, even as the negotiations continued for 7 years, 7 years he sat in jail, the Maharami Rutenberg passed away at that point. And that did not end the story. The problems continued because the government refused to give the body over to the Jews, and the body sat 14 years not being buried, 14 years until eventually, finally, somebody, a wealthy individual, Alexander Ziskin Wimpfen, he arranged for the redemption, to redeem the ransom, the body, and in the end of the day, the Maharami Rutenberg was buried, and when Rav Alexander Ziskin, when he passed away, he was buried next to the Maharami Rutenberg, and they, till today, they are buried side by side in the Beis HaKroros of Worms. Now, the question is, so why did the Maharami Rutenberg refuse to be redeemed? As we said, somebody who is a great Talmud Chacham, the Gedolei Hador, the cap of we cannot redeem in excess of the value does not exist. That cap is removed. We can redeem them even in 10 times their value. And in fact, the Maharshal asked this question, how could it be? We have the Maharami Rutenberg. He was a Chacham Muflag. He was the greatest sage of his time. There was no one like him in the greatness of his Torah and his greatness of his Chasidus, the person who he was. It would be permitted indeed to redeem him. And in fact, how can he not have himself redeemed? How can he not allow them to redeem him? Why? Because he's being Mevatel Torah, sitting in jail. He didn't have Sharim. In fact, the Maharami Rutenberg himself wrote lamenting that he's sitting in the darkness and he doesn't have Poskim, he doesn't have Tosfos there, he doesn't have all of his Svarim there, and he's being Mevatel Torah, redeem him, and we can get back to work, and he can be the guider of all of Klal Yisrael. So it must be as follows. It must be that the reason why he refused to be redeemed is because he was concerned that if they redeem me, the non-Jews are saying that there's a business here. And just like they took me into captivity and I was redeemed for an exorbitant fee, so too they're going to take the next person and the next person. They next guttle and the next guttle. In fact, there were plans that they would take the Rush as well, the Talmud of the Maharami Rutenberg, as we mentioned before. And the Rush actually fled because of that. He headed out of town in order to save himself being taken as well. And the bottom line here is that apparently because the Marami Rutenberg indeed refused to be redeemed, that did stop the Brahms. He did sit in jail for 7 years, and his body as well, another 14. But there were no other great Gedolim that were taken to be ransomed, because the captor saw that there was no business here. The Jews are refusing, or at least the captive Marami Rutenberg is refusing to be redeemed, and accordingly, their plans to continue taking, if no one's redeeming them, then there's no reason to continue to take captives. So we see here, interestingly, that although the Pesach is, you can redeem a great gadol, one of the gadol yador, but it's not such a simple issue, because the Marami Rutenberg refused to be redeemed, and he had a good basis for that, because he saw what would happen if he did allow himself to be redeemed. So that would be exception number two, the rule. Number one is somebody is permitted to redeem himself, and we have a machlokas, do we say ishto kagufto, about the wife? Can he redeem the wife in excess of value, is what we're talking about. Number two is a Talmud Chacham, but that's not so clear. And number three, exception number three, at the time of the Churban HaBayis. So this is going to refer to a Tosfos in Gittin, who says as follows. We talked about previously the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, that he redeemed a young boy who had tremendous potential as a Talmud Chacham, and he brings a separate reason for this. So, number one, he was a Talmud Chacham, but number two, he says, Kevan Shaya b'shas Churban HaBayis, Bazlo Shayach de lo Ligrevu. It's at the time of the Churban HaBayis, and it's a disaster for Klal Yisrael, and they are going to be taking captives no matter what. The abuse of Klal Yisrael is going to be unlimited no matter what, and the fact that we're not redeeming them, that's not going to stop them from taking Jews as captives. So we don't need this concept of don't redeem, because if we're redeeming, they're going to take us as captives. At the time of the Churban, no matter what, we're sitting ducks. So the Ramban adds on as follows, because in any case, there's not this concept that we're concerned if we're redeeming in excess of the value, that they're going to be taking more and more people, because regardless, at the time of the Churban, at this time of the destruction of the temple, and we're talking about the destruction of the second temple in that situation in Gittin, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya redeemed the young boy, everyone was in captivity regardless. So because everyone is a captive, we don't have that cap. You don't have to be concerned that they're going to take more and more captives, because they already are. So that would be our third exception to the rule. At the time of the Churban HaBayis, everyone's in captivity regardless. So we don't have the cap of not redeeming our captives in excess of the value. We could redeem in excess of the value. And Emir Tashem, we will next talk about a very relevant, important, potential exception to the rule, which would be number four. How about if there's sakanas nefashos? What if there's a concern for the life of the captive? Will we be permitted to redeem that person in excess of the value in that situation? Amir Tzeh Hashem, we will get to that next time. Have a wonderful day.